It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Thompson School District in Loveland became the first in Colorado last night to adopt an equity policy. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Many districts around the state have equity leaders or strategic plans and resolutions dealing with equity on race, religion, sexual identity, and more. But Thompson is the first to embed language around equity into policy that will guide several action plans. The district's Maria Gabriel says one of those plans could be increasing the number of teachers of color.
We know that there's a huge disparity there, and we know there's a lack of understanding and experience.
Others could be training in diversity for teachers and creating a new discipline policy. The policy was a year in the making and involved community input. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A large crowd of anti-racism protesters showed up to Wednesday night city council meeting in Grand Junction. They were met by a handful of counter-protesters, including a white man who got angry about what he called black activists. He was escorted out by police. One of the protesters, Amber Johnson, said she was shaken.
What we need to be doing is coming together against that sort of scenario. That was terrifying, to say the least. I have to walk back out there. I have to walk back out there. With those people. Thank you.
The meeting also included apologies from several council members who had criticized another council member who invited protesters to attend a city council meeting earlier this month. Denver's annual Juneteenth Festival will host virtual concerts today. The Juneteenth holiday is tomorrow. It celebrates the emancipation of the last remaining enslaved African Americans in the U.S. in 1865. Online performances kick off this morning and will include sets by DJ Jazzy Jeff and Colorado band The Reminders. The event was moved online amid the COVID-19 pandemic. For some animal species, wind energy development is considered one of the largest direct causes of death. Put simply, wind turbines kill bats. New research from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden shows that using ultrasonic acoustics can keep bats away from wind turbines and can reduce fatalities. Duke Energy will install the ultrasonic device on more than 250 wind turbines in Texas, in an area with a large bat population. This is CPR News.